It's Tuesday, November 1st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Americans are holding their noses like never before. On the unfavorable index, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are running neck and neck, according to an ABC tracking poll, only a week away from the national election. Both Clinton and Trump hold an unfavorable impression on exactly 59% of the population. That's 59%, and 47% have a strongly unfavorable view of both candidates. Strongly unfavorable ratings on presidential candidates have never exceeded 32% in the last 40 years, as recorded in IBD polling. Now, in just the last week, Trump has climbed within a percentage point of his competitor in the race. And Remington Research finds Trump leading in 4 of the 8 battleground states. Isaiah 2 says, "The haughtiness of man shall be humbled, and the lofty pride of men shall be brought low, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day." The Roman Catholic Pope is planning a year-long celebration of the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Francis kicked it off earlier this week with an ecumenical prayer service at the Lutheran Cathedral in Lund, Sweden. In his address, the Pope said, quote, "With gratitude, we acknowledge that the Reformation helped give greater centrality to sacred scripture in the Church's life," unquote. Sola Scriptura was the battle cry of the Protestant Reformation when Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses on the Wittenberg church door almost 500 years ago. Luther was declared a heretic by the Catholic Church in 1521. Now, scholars estimate between 50 million and 100 million people were killed during the Protestant Reformation and the associated Inquisitions at the hands of the Catholics. 1 Peter 1:25 says, "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever." CNN posted an extensive article on Hillary Clinton's religious training on Monday. She was discipled by a Paul Tillich-influenced Methodist. She is still a member of a Methodist church in Little Rock, Arkansas, but she does not attend. Paul Tillich especially opposed God's law and encouraged what he called, quote, "autonomous ethics under the spiritual presence," unquote. This undergirds Clinton's commitment to abortion and homosexuality. Christian apologist Dr. Greg Bonson has addressed the problems with Paul Tillich's teaching and insisted that we must use a, quote, "verbalized law of God, which is imposed from outside man and revealed authoritatively in the words of Scripture," unquote. A new study from U.gov and the Washington Communist Memorial Foundation finds that more millennials agree with Karl Marx than with God's word on economics. 53% of those surveyed said that they concurred with the Apostle Paul, who said, "If a man does not work, neither shall he eat." But a whopping 64% agreed with Marx's assertion of forced redistribution of the wealth. The poll also discovered that 32% of respondents even thought that more people died under George Bush than Joseph Stalin. The United Nations is considering funding to help the Haiti cholera outbreak with $400 million. Cholera has perpetuated in Haiti since 2010 after the earthquake. It is reported that the cholera stemmed from leaked sewage at a United Nations base. A Christian organization, Medical Assistance Programs International, is not just taking money to Haiti for the cholera epidemic. Steve Sterling, the president of Medical Assistance Programs, spoke to The Worldview about how they're addressing the epidemic through their Ministry of Hope.
The cholera, unfortunately, it can spread very quickly due to poor sanitation. And unfortunately, what happens is you don't know. They're not testing people for cholera. They may have the symptoms. They treat the symptoms. So unless they're reaching all those people, they could be spreading it without knowing about it. So you need antibiotics and other medicines to help. And so that's why we are shipping so much of the products out there is antibiotics.
Steve said that the verse from Matthew 25:36 is what motivates them to do their work.
When Jesus said, "When I was sick, you took care of me." And this is when Jesus is talking about the goats and the left and the sheep on the right and talking about visiting the prisoners and et cetera, and that one section where he says, when I was sick, he looked after me, and that's what MAPS' role is.
Steve concluded by saying that the Medical Assistance Program's ministry can be much more efficient than the United Nations when it comes to bringing aid.
Sometimes we, as individuals, react much faster than some big organization like the UN. It takes a lot of time for them to get things done. So, you know, best to support the people that are on the ground already so they're not getting in the way.
To learn more about the relief work that Medical Assistance Programs does, go to map.org. 540,000 people have now signed the ACLJ petition for Asiya Bibi's freedom. Though her appeal was delayed last month, Wilson Chowdhury of the British Pakistani Christian Association is worried that Asiya could be killed while still in prison. Matthew Clark of the ACLJ did tell The World View that they even contacted the Pakistani government about Asiya.
And what we have done from day one is raise the level of views on her case so that the world pays attention to what Pakistan is doing to this Christian woman, because Pakistan actually cares what the world thinks about it. It actually cares specifically what the U.S. government thinks about it, because the U.S. government sends billions of aid dollars to Pakistan.
Psalm 9, 9 through 10 says, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." Democrats are not happy about FBI Director James Comey reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. This is after they praised him in July for not pressing charges against Hillary. Over 20 people were injured at the Martinsville Speedway in Virginia on the Lord's Day last Sunday. A race car drove into the crowd, but thanks be to the mercies of God, nobody was killed. And that's The World View on this Tuesday, November 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.